While many of us took our time in quarantine to pause and reflect on the future, celebrity stylist Ilaria Urbanati doubled down and created a men's lifestyle and culture website, Leo, which is jaw-dropping. You got cocktail recipes from The Rock, chats with Brunello Cucinelli, and a section just for dads. I'm a fan, and I had to talk to her about it. Ilaria Urbanati returns to discuss her new site, Leo, how her styling business has evolved in quarantine, and how she's continuing to grow her men's fashion empire. It's Blammo Extra, and Ilaria Urbanati is back. You know, we were saying like how crazy quarantine stuff has been. And it's funny because I think that now, I mean, you know, we just talked to a few other folks. People are just so used to being so annoyed and so frustrated with their job that they're like, Yeah, this is it. Like, I just don't know what this month will be. You know, a friend of mine's an actor and he's like, you know, he's like, this pilot that we did that was going to get picked up is now not. And then this, you know, and then this movie.
You know, at least actors, though, what I've noticed is that they're so used to working for like big chunks of time and then not working and waiting for months and months at a time in between jobs. Mm-hmm. I almost think they're like more like, at least of the clients I've talked to and people I've talked to, you know, they're a little bit more like used to this in a way.
Right.
Like, I'm not used to going like a month or two without working. And I think everything I miss is like, I miss the movies for some reason. That's like a big thing for me.
Well, I mean, yeah, because the movies are, it's more than the actual watching of the movie. It's the experience, right? It's like getting
like Christmas day. I missed that, being able to go to the movies, and, you know, Valentine's. I was like, oh, it'd be so kitsch, a cute night. And I also, it's not even that now. I just don't think they're just not releasing any good movies because awards season came out. All the nominations came out. I mean, I normally have like maybe 20 people per awards season, you know, mm-hmm. and like I'll have like, you know, Golden Globes will be a lot because it's film and TV division. So we'll have like 16, 11, whatever clients attending between presenters and nominees, right? And mm-hmm. then we'll have like 1,000 people going to like Critics' Choice and all these things. And Oscars is always less, you know, because not a lot of people get to go. It's like less people get invited.
Yeah.
You know, that's usually more like just nominees or presenters only. So we'll have like maybe like 6-7 people going to the Oscars, which is still a lot.
Yeah. Have you been doing a lot of your fittings remotely, or have you just been like masking up and testing, or what?
Yeah. First of all, I get tested so much for work. I mean, when I was doing SNL, Paramount was doing their tests. So I was getting tested like twice a day, every day for like a week. And then like, I'll do a job. Like we did a music video with Jordan McGraw and it was like, you know, they have us get tested like 2 days ahead of time. And then they have us test on the day of for the 28-minute rapid. And same with The Rock. We did like that photo shoot that just came out, that cover shoot for Cigar Aficionado, whatever it was.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And that was the same thing. They had us like test a couple days before, and then they have somebody on site to test us again. And then we just put on masks and sometimes visors on set. They're really strict. Well, you have to have like a mask and a visor. Like on the Wayne's World job, for the Super Bowl, that was crazy because they have people on set whose job it is to like yell at you to put your mask back on if you like take a sip of water and you're like not allowed to consume liquids and stuff. We were really lucky, whereas my daughter's been in school since July.
Oh, wow.
We had like 3 months where, you know, everything was shut down, and because she's in preschool, they opened. And so she's been in school the whole time, which has made a huge difference. And after experiencing 3 months of her not being in school, I don't know. I have so much empathy for other parents trying to work at home with kids. It's actually impossible. There's like this combination of like everybody get a grip and also everybody be smart, you know.
It's
like that's kind of where I'm at.
I agree. There is a way that we can all keep pressing on. But Leo, that's a new thing that kind of just popped up out of nowhere. How did that entire thing happen?
Okay, so I had been talking about doing a website for a long time. Actually, I have a couple clients like Josh Schwartz and my client Casey Affleck. They had been like kind of saying to me for a long time, like, you should have a men's website. And they would like bring it up every time they were coming over for fittings. And I wanted to do it. I liked the idea. I just didn't know what angle I wanted it to be. You know,
Like you didn't want to make just Confederacy online, basically.
Well, I didn't want to have an e-commerce store.
Right.
I don't want to, I'm not interested in that. I didn't want to do sales or have overhead, you know? I mean, I have overhead with Leo anyway, but not like Confederacy for anyone listening. It's my old clothing store. I didn't want to get into retail again. That I knew, but I wanted to have like a lifestyle site for men. I just didn't know what the angle was going to be, you know? And I don't know. It just hadn't occurred to me. And I kept thinking about it. And it just, and then all of a sudden the pandemic hit. And it was like this thing went off. Like it happened really quickly. It was like 2 weeks into the pandemic of not working. I was like, all right, we're doing the website. Like it just happened very quickly. It was like, I knew right away. I must have had a feeling. It's like now or never. And I knew that I'm such a workhorse. And for me, I knew it wasn't going to work for me to not work all this time. And mm-hmm. we had this window and it was like, all of a sudden I knew exactly what I wanted the site to be. And I wanted to do a men's lifestyle website, not a style website, a lifestyle website that was like a one-stop shop for men for everything, for food, travel, city guides, booze and music and film and culture and books, podcasts, you know, where we could talk about just all of these things that men are interested in. And I felt that I felt that online, all the men's websites were very focused on one thing or another, you know, like it was like, you know, you have like your health and fitness guy magazines, and then you have
right.
your adventure guy magazine, or like bicycle or running guy. And then you have your like fashion magazines, you know? And I kind of thought, well, you know, for women, you have these websites that are very like all encompassing that, like, you know, because I think women's magazines understand that women are like multifaceted, and men's magazines I felt were much more putting men in like a certain kind of demographic or a box.
Right.
Well, and I kind of thought, well, and I'm around men all day. It's my job. I style men. I'm around hundreds of men all the time. I've just been that way my whole life. I had a men's store before I was a men's stylist. And, you know, and I just, I have a lot of guy friends, and I've always been the person they call whenever they're like, what restaurant do I go to? I'm going on vacation. What hotel should I stay at? Hey, which shampoo do you like? Like, I've just always been the person that people bug for things like that, you know? Which is, I guess, how it's kind of like being a stylist, you know, it's sort of like being a tastemaker kind of thing. It all kind of goes under the same umbrella. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I might as well just put all of that into a website. And I thought all the men I know they are like, it's funny, you know, the men I know watch football and they like love, you know, they're all like Tom Brady, hate him or love him. And they watch UFC and Fight Night and all this stuff. But they also like listen to podcasts and go to the movies and know, you know, foreign films and read books and also care about like brands and what they're wearing. And they're into food and good restaurants and they travel. And like, that's the guys that I know. And I felt like, where's the website for those guys?
Right.
So, you know, I had just had the twins right before the pandemic.
Oh my God. That's right.
Yeah. I had a boy and a girl, Leo, Leopold and Lilu. And so I thought, well, if I'm going to have a men's website, I'm going to name it after my son. So that's where the name Leo came from. And then Leo.com was not available, so we went with leoedit.com, which works because now all the guides we do, like all the gift guides, all the style guides, it's always like that's what styling is. It's like an editing of, like, you know, you're kind of an editor.
Yeah.
So everything is like the Valentine's Day gift edit, the winter fall edit, you know, so kind of worked out perfectly. And so we do have a lot of style stuff. We actually don't have as much style stuff as I think people want us to have, because there's so many things I'm interested in talking about besides style. You know, for me, I grew up like, I'm into books, I'm into sports, I'm into film, like I'm into food, I'm into everything. So the website's fun for me. I get to do all of that, but I don't necessarily always want to talk about fashion. Like, it's so, I do it all day long. And then I don't, you know, I mean, I have all these, I'm interviewing all these fascinating people who work in all walks of life. And it's just fun to talk about the other things. And I also wanted to see actors in a different, or like sort of in a different way, where instead of like, so-and-so comes on and he's got this movie coming out and we're going to interview him about that. And he's, you know, and I figure, well, they're doing that interview 50 other times with 50 other magazines and websites. So instead, right. I thought, well, let's have the guy that comes on. Let's take Casey, for example. He came on and, you know, he wrote a feature for us about like growing up in Boston and what that did for him and how the city's changed over the years. And it was just, like, super kind of intimate love letter to the city and growing up and to how things change over time. You know, it was really cool. And then we had, you know, The Rock came on and did a feature about tequila, and we had Tom Brady did a fitness piece. So there were like a few things where they were like on the nose, obviously The Rock, tequila, Brady fitness are obvious. Sure. And, you know, Aaron Paul came on and did like a piece on like living off the land and composting and farming, because that's what he's been doing. And, you know, and it was kind of a perfect project, especially during the pandemic, because
Want to hear the rest? Join us over on Patreon. You'll hear this episode and tons more exclusive pods from the return of Sid Mashburn, Michael Hill of Drake's, and more. You also get access to our private members-only Slack group where we chat about menswear and a bit of everything. So visit patreon.com/blammo, and we'll see you there.